This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Spending has started in Denver's municipal election, and some of it comes from taxpayer funds. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Voters passed the Fair Elections Fund back in 2018 to give candidates with less money a fighting chance and to boost the impact of small donors. Participating candidates get a $9 to $1 match in taxpayer funds. So far, the city has disbursed nearly $700,000. Just one of 10 mayoral candidates had received funds by the end of June. That was Lisa Calderon. Her fundraising exceeded that of every other candidate running. Most candidates are participating in the fund, but still haven't qualified by getting enough individual donations. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Meanwhile, the extension of a Garfield County property tax funding libraries heads to voters this November. Without an extension, the tax will expire next year. The money is currently used for a wide range of purposes, including repairs, retaining staff, and buying books. The minimum wage is changing statewide and for many Colorado cities next year. CPR's Sarah Mulholland explains.
Denver's hourly minimum wage will rise to nearly $20 next year. It's the highest in Colorado and higher than the state's wage. That will rise to $15.71 in 2027. Legislation passed in 2019 got rid of an old law that prohibited local government from setting minimum wages that surpassed the state's. They're all pegged to inflation. The minimum wage has risen 41% in Colorado since 2019.
This is CPR News.